Well, welcome back to Rising 365. I'm Mike Pena. This podcast is all about one thing, and that's helping you, the listener, find a reason to rise 365 days a year. But today is an awesome, humbling episode. I know it's been a while. April 2nd was the last time I uploaded and put out a recording. But today's really special because the reason I have not been posting so often is because April was a crazy month. It's my birthday month. I'm not very big on my birthday. I was sick for a week. Daughter was in a hospital for a few days. But I was also working on a huge project that started back in January, and that was bringing Rising 365 into print, writing a book. And today I'm holding right now in my hand, it was delivered to my house, the book, Rising 365, so others may live and meet the gift of each new day. And how fitting and how humbling it is that it arrives here and is available for you, the listener, and anyone else you know who would need help during the month of May, because actually it was available about 2.5 weeks ago, but I wanted to wait until I was holding it in my hand. Because May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And that's where this all started. From a young kid, I knew something was up with me. I didn't have a desire to want to go out and do kid things. Maybe if you listen to past episode, I have an older brother. He's special needs. I have a younger sister, and I have a divided family, divorced, and they have multiple marriages. And we are military kids, and a lot of violence in the house, sexually abused. There was all this stuff. At a young age, I had a lack of purpose, and I had a lack of meaning, I had a lack of energy. Then I thought I could fill those voids with sports and relationships, going into my adulthood with careers and size of a bank account. That all left me empty. So if you've been a part of Rising 365 for a little while, you've known I've taken this journey. A few suicide attempts, the most recent one, 2018. And then in 2021, with the help of a really cool pastor, friend of mine from Kearney, Nebraska, we walked through to see what it looked like to have true biblical faith, true biblical peace. Because I went to pastors and Christian friends and read Christian books about mental health and anxiety and depression, and they all said the same rhetoric. If you have enough faith and you believe in Jesus enough and you've repented of all your sins, it won't have any of those things. The reality was, when you open the scriptures, there's plenty of individuals in there who we are standing on their shoulders, we find inspiration from, who suffered emotionally and mentally with the circumstances they faced in their lives. But what got them through ultimately was their faith in Christ, looking at him daily for their needs, allowing him to be their only inspiration to anything they did and everything they did, and how they spoke and how they carried themselves. So today is the day. I want you to know, the listener, that you can go on Amazon.com, you can go to look up Rising 365, and you can purchase this book in hardback and paperback and an ebook, and it will soon be available for audiobook. And with this came just more encouragement of wanting to get out there and get in front of young me, little Mikey. So I'm starting a kids series called Learning Lessons with Mikey that are in publications right now. Because if I can help kids at a young age to know that their life has meaning and their life has a purpose for action, they will look forward to each new day they are given. And then the third project right now in the works is a Rising 365, 365 days of inspiration, of hope, of encouragement, of challenge. So that's what this episode is all about. It's a short and sweet one. You can find the link to purchase this book on Amazon in the show notes. Soon you'll be able to purchase it on any platform where you like to buy your books, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Target, once it gets through that publication process. So I want to thank you, the listener. Together, you and I can help another person find purpose and meanings in their life. Take this book. Use the blank pages provided to take notes on. If you find encouragement for this book in your own life, pass it on. Get it as a gift for somebody. Use it as a Bible study. I don't know. Go to our website. You can find all the other projects that we've got going on. If it wasn't for you, you know, when I get to go on to the platform that I use for the podcast and see people actually listen, my prayer is every time that you hear my voice, I can provide some encouragement to you. So in closing in this episode, I want you to know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you are made for a purpose, that there is meaning to your life, and there is action each day only that you can do. And the purpose that you have is to shine bright for others and for yourself. Thank you for being part of this journey. We're going to get back to more episodes of finding inspiration through God's word. We're going to, next chapter is Genesis 7. So you, the listener, you're amazing people. And I want to thank you for pressing play. Again, if I can help you out in any ways, if you're a part of a church or you do conferences, book me as a speaker. I'd love to come talk with your youth, your kids, your men's ministry, prior service ministry, your law enforcement people. I've been through all those places. And I know what it's like to struggle when the darkness seems to never want to leave. But I'm living in the light to say there is goodness out there awaiting you. I just want to be of service to you. So I love you guys. Join the community. Go to Rising 365 Facebook page. Follow us on YouTube. We don't do too many videos, but it's there. If you got any questions, contact me at rising247365@gmail.com. Send me a message on Facebook. You know, there's all kinds of ways to get in touch with me. Go to the website. That'll be in the show notes as well. And I would love to meet you guys. To meet you. Say thank you for who you are. That you have a purpose. That you have meaning. And that your actions do mean something. Love you. Till next time.